This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed legislation that would have barred transgender youth from receiving gender-affirming care. Ohio state lawmakers passed House Bill 68 just before the holiday break. The legislation would have prohibited gender-affirming care for trans and non-binary youth, treatment including hormone blockers, hormone replacement therapy, medical or surgical procedures, and some mental health services. In addition to banning transition care for minors, the bill said that medical professionals who provided the care could lose their licenses and be sued. It also prohibited transgender girls and women from playing on high school and college sports teams that correspond with their gender identity. Governor DeWine said that if the bill were to become law, Ohio would be saying that the state, that the government, knows better what is medically best for a child than the two people who love that child the most, the parents. The governor reached his decision after visiting hospitals and meeting with families affected by gender-affirming care last week. The Ohio bill came at the tail end of a year that has seen a record number of new laws passed to regulate the lives of transgender youth. Before this year, only three states had passed restrictions on gender transition medical care for minors. The count now stands at more than 20, including Montana. Last month, transgender youth and their families in Tennessee advanced their case to the Supreme Court to block that state's ban on transition care for minors. If the U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear the case, it would have consequences for state bans across the country, legal experts say. Congress is trying again to complete the nearly 50-year-old Continental Divide Trail with legislation that would require the federal government to ensure completion and uninterrupted continuity of the 3,100-mile-long trail, which runs roughly along the Continental Divide from the U.S.-Canadian border to the U.S.-Mexico border. Currently, the Continental Divide Trail traverses five states, 20 national forests, 25 wilderness areas, three national parks, two national monuments, and 21 designated gateway communities. The trail, technically named the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail, is about 95% complete. The trail is not continuous, however. It has as many as 14 gaps, ranging from less than a mile to nearly 50 miles, that interrupt its path along the Rocky Mountains. The gaps total about 160 miles. In Montana, the trail is interrupted by a 3/4-mile gap northeast of Lincoln, a 5.5-mile-long gap along Interstate 15 near Elk Park, north of Butte, a 9-mile gap along the interstate south of Butte, a 1.5-mile gap near Wise River, and a 10.5-mile gap near Menida Pass. The bill gives the government a deadline of November 10, 2028, when the trail turns 50 years old, to take measures to ensure that it will be completed and continuous. The latest U.S. Senate bill is accompanied by a matching House bill. The twin 10-page bills are Congress's second attempt to pass legislation that would mandate completion of the Continental Divide Trail. Bozeman Public Schools have opened a non-resident enrollment application window. Families with kids living outside the Bozeman School District can now apply for those kids to attend Bozeman School District 7 schools. In 2023, the Montana legislature opened up non-resident enrollment across Montana public schools. The deadline to apply for the next school year is January 31, 2024. The application review process prioritizes the quality of education for residents, children of school district employees, and siblings of current non-resident students. Bozeman School Board trustees will decide which applicants are accepted during a regularly scheduled board meeting in February. For more information and to apply, people can visit the website www.bsd7.org/ourdistrict/enrollment. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.